of smoking, and they have no clue that it's all driven by the distraction of the dangling ganglia of the self-entertainment, which they have no discipline about.
Okay, so I don't do TV, but I do, you know, Telegram and IonandBob.com and stuff like that instead. And I
think Ion says people don't watch TV anymore. That's not true. Lots of people watch TV. You have it right there. You know, maybe it's because you're in the slow lane. You're out in the rural zone or someplace. And so people do TV there.
I think lots of people have TV on for companionship. They're afraid of being alone.
Break up the silence.
They don't know how to be slack.
The fear of silence.
Yeah. Which is stupid.
Yeah, you can find out that you are a god and have to take care of yourself.
Well, let me tell you, once you know you're a god, you don't have to do much about it.
Well,
so there is a god, Bob.
What'd you say, Chad?
So there is a god.
Yeah. I'm the first one to arrive. I just announced it. We just got one. Just started now.
Is this Bob 3?
No, I just got there. It was very, you know, very casual. I was just here talking to you, listening a little bit, and all of a sudden I was a god. Here I am announcing it. Just arrived. First guy to do it. Everybody else was a fake botch version because I was saying the right words. Self-discipline is the new yoga. And Madeline said, that's very profound. It's all I needed.
That was your mantra?
Yep. You'll see in any post or anything, if there's something being discussed, at some point I'll throw that in. If it gets that far.
I remember. I think I've seen that on Five Bodied a couple times.
Yeah.
Chad,
so we better start the music.
Once again, I'm really... No! I'm really glad you're back.
What? Once again, what, I think Madeline? You were going to praise me. Let's hear the praise. Go ahead.
Well, yes, of course. Always, always praise Bob. But also, I'm really glad Chad is back.
Yeah, Chad adds to the depth of conversation.
God, yes.
But, like, I'm surprised. Why aren't you guys talking about what was said on the show? Is that erased now, or... I mean, there's such, like, so much good shit there.
We're just miserable. We're just miserable.
Yeah. They're sick, Chad. They're all fucked up. You know,
No, I could, but, no, I mean, I try, and every time I, like, say anything, it's shot down.
Does any topic stand out? Madeline, anything?
Well, okay. Let me think.
Did you hear Bert's session? Did you hear Mark's session before my session?
I did not hear Mark's. I heard none of Mark's. I only heard... Oh, God. I slept through most of the show.
Oh, these people are only pretending to attend the show. They're not actually.
That's right. Well, I've been complaining for years.
I try to attend most of it. No, I usually do. I did really bad. I did very, very badly last night. I have no excuses. I fell asleep. Man, I worked my ass off. You have Slack, Dad. I do not. I haven't gotten there yet.
Get a desk job and just hide in the corner like I did. That's how I got out of the Matrix.
You hid in the corner?
Yeah, get a desk job where you don't need to talk and you just type away in the corner and put your headphones on and you listen to Bob talking to Dave Worster, Bob talking to Scott Norris, Bob talking to Bob Carr. And that's how you get out of the Matrix. Right
there. That's what Bert did.
I'm getting to the point where I have minions doing some of my work for me, like a lot of the work for me, and I'm able to listen to some archives while I work now And I've gotten good enough at what I do now that I can divide my attention where, you know, the last couple few months I've not been able to divide my attention because I was learning a new thing. Anyway.
What is the new thing?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's my new job. It's stupid.
Good. It's stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about it.
Okay,
no, you don't.
Sorry.
I just had to learn it.
But Ian is as bad as Robert of Tottenham. Look at this fucking ridiculous shit he's putting up here.
No, but things have stuck out. The angel diagram stuff, it got hinted at in the private session and then developed in the after in the tailgate. Yeah. I can't answer your question, Chad. It's not good. See?
Whoa.
I can answer it next week. But next week
Chad,
is too late because we're on.
If you listen closely to the private session or something, I'm saying, what about Miss Vicky? He did say, in passing, I heard it, I don't know, it wasn't in my private session, that Miss Vicky, that's Avaton's wife down in Olympia, Washington, and they ran the Paul Shockley Church as opposed to Worcester. He said Miss Vicky was more than she appeared. He implied something. Ooh. And now he's bringing it up again. So I pay attention enough to notice it. Nobody else here fucking noticed it. It's incredible what I noticed.
Who's Miss Vicky?
I just said, Avaton's
wife.
And she ran the Cosmic Awareness Communication, which became quite well known, way more than Worcester's era in the late 60s, early 70s. Paul Shockley was way more successful, and it was due to Avaton and Vicky, them running the show for. Well, they're still doing it. They have somebody doing a mediumship. We're not impressed with their mediums, but they still put out the newsletter, Cosmic Awareness stuff. Yeah, and you know, when in doing that page of Finney's Wake, it said Gerd Stone. I thought, oh, that's Gerd Stern. I waited, and yep, Ian said Gerd Stern. Ian knows.
So, you don't remember nothing from the show. Who did you hear talking? Did you hear Jack?
You know, the thing I remember the most is Carolyn and Ian talking about the angel diagram. That's the one thing I was the most alert for.
Yeah, that was your private session.
Yeah.
You're talking and typing. Why are you putting Gerd Stern question mark?
In response to VT's quote from Finnegan's Wake. I put that before you said it, Bob.
Meager suckling of Gerd Stone. Yeah, that's the thing that Ian translated correctly into Gerd Stern. Gerd Stern's an interesting phenomenon in the middle of all this, but not to be worried about now.
I want to point this out, Bob, humiliating to me. Listen, man, here's the thing. I got home. I got off work early. I mean, I worked 6 days a week, five and a half days a week. So I got off work around 11-something on Saturday, and I came home, and I was like, I'm going to have a nap, and I'm going to get the fuck up and be, like, ready to go for the whole show. No, that's not what happened. I was still wearing my work clothes from yesterday, like, an hour ago. I just took a shower while you were talking. But I lay down and didn't get back up, and I would wake up every few hours or so and think, oh, God, I got to make coffee, and I would fall right back asleep. And I'm having insane dreams because the show is playing in my ear. Like, I'm listening to it, but I'm unconscious. So it's just crazy. But I get through the week with all this. I feel like I'm unstoppable and stuff, and then once it's over, I absolutely collapse.
Yeah. So it's hard to make the Tuesday show and the Saturday show.
Yeah, the Tuesday show I listen to the next morning and the next, then the tailgate for the rest of the week, and then I'm usually caught up. This week I didn't even do that, though. It was weird. Like, I didn't want the, it's interesting. It feels like it's so aggressive. normally I'm into it, but I actually didn't listen to it. I was like, that feels...
What was very aggressive, the Tuesday show?
Your vibe is aggressive.
On Tuesday?
Sometimes I can't... I don't want to... Especially when I first wake up in the middle of a work week, like, I don't want to engage it. Usually I do, but this week I was like, no, I blew it off, which is weird. I didn't listen
because
to it.
Because I sounded like
Thursday.
Aggressive.
It's because, like, I get up at 4:30 and I have to be at work at 7, so I've got, you know, two plus hours to listen, and often I'll wait until I'm more awake. Like, I can't handle that onslaught when I'm first, when I'm that wrong.
The onslaught. Bob's energy. Bob never stops.
Yeah, you're complaining about how
no,
you
are
they have
intense,
to get
Bob.
Up and go to work, but you're calling listening to Bob an onslaught?
I am. I know. It's like I have
know.
To listen to some talk
cut
first,
the Eeyore,
and then
cut
I'll
the
put
Eeyore
Bob
stuff.
On, and
cut
like,
the
I have to wake
stuff.
Up.
Let's talk about the show. Don't, you're not doing yourself a service, I don't think. Cause it seems
I'm
like
not.
It's a pattern, you know, and like.
I agree.
You get the, there's some things you should just zip your lip and then wait for a better thought to arrive or something. Like that's, I don't see how that can serve you to keep coming singing that all the time. I'm not saying you do that, I'm not saying that's all you do. I heard the last time you talked to Ion, you had a good session and talking to you about your session after was very insightful. But I'm just saying like, is this really where you want to air that? Has it served you over all the years? I'm just saying this like out of, I don't know, support.
Yeah, but how she's talking about herself all the time.
I hear you. No, I hear you.
That was saying, Jay.
I don't mind if she talks about herself saying like, oh, the RNA drops and I can jump over the building now and I have no problem with slack and everything.
Right.
But I mean,
right.
Is this really the place where you want to be doing that when we could be talking about things? From the private session or Bert's session or things Ion said or how Bob disagrees that there is a God or what now he's proclaiming there is God or that kind of thing.
I think I said it so that I could hear you say this to me.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I would have said it many hours ago, but I didn't want to bother. Fuck you. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Muting. Listening.
Listening. Listening. And 4049, she's trying to be involved.
Or make up a song about Bob and just come on here and sing it to him.
No, I don't want songs. You know, it's Nighty Lennon, well, Zappa's mistress once said, we're all spoiled, the ones who get into Zappa. You know, we can't take any other fucking music. It's all stupid. Compared to Frank. You heard Bert totally flabbergasted by last week's performance by Zappa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
like
whatever,
Zappa would sit there for two or three years.
Played, hang on. What was that that you played last night that was equally flabbergasting?
Now, what
and
did
it
I
wasn't
play?
Zappa. It wasn't Zappa, but it was just almost as crazy.
I don't know.
I heard it, but I didn't know who it was.
One
what?
Of the songs. It was one of the songs.
Yeah,
right?
One of your songs. Yep.
I don't know. But the, Bert,
the concert was from Santa Barbara.
Yep. It was December 11th, 1981.
So it was Zappa?
No. It didn't get played.
Oh.
Nope. Not tonight.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Zappa, but it was all, it was in, really intense. I mean, and I was listening on the phone, which means it sounded like shit on my end, but I could tell. I mean, it was really high intensity stuff. Who what? Never mind. Muting.
Yeah, we.
But today, that was the W5C.
What are you saying?
You played W5C? Was that the name of the guys that came together?
W5B. I don't know what you're saying.
C. Yeah, you played a band that was
in the vibe, a bit like Zephyr.
I
think
know.
It was W5C.
Yeah, it was
it
different,
was that,
but similar vibe.
Bob, it was that track that I said those guys are letting rip and they're all coming together. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
almost
MC5.
Last...
MC5.
Yeah. That's it.
MC5.
Okay, yeah.
So let me
hey, Maggie, check the chat. Like, Maggie, shit. Check the chat line. I unposted a song and lyrics for you.
Okay. All right.
No, don't go with that. Let me see if I can find the song. I don't know. I think we're still going, so I can broadcast and you can hear it. So, let's see if this is the song. There's two of them I played. So, we'll try this one first, and I'll stop
it. Tell me the next, Bob. I'll tell you what they are, which one it is.
What do you want me to tell you?
The title of the song, and then I'll
first
tell you which one
is. First one is Motor City is Burning.
Yeah, and the other one?
Come Together.
Yeah, that's it.
Come
that's
together.
The one.
Oh,
come together.
Yes, that is it. That is it.
Okay, let's see. What, was that the song?
There was it.
That was the song.
Yeah.
Okay,
was,
you know who's playing
it.
Guitar? Now listen to this.
Who,
you never
who,
heard
who.
Of MC5 before?
No.
No.
Okay, well, no. 1969, they surfaced in Detroit with John Sinclair, who a year or two later, John Lennon got out of jail for pot bust. And Harold Channer was part of that scene. So they started playing in 6869, and their screaming logo was, Kick Out the Jams, Motherfuckers. Okay? You ever heard of that? Kick Out the Jams, Motherfuckers?
They started Kick Out the Jams?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's what's interesting. They sound like a pretty good guitarist. Well, the guitarist is a guy named Fred Smith, who Rolling Stone listed as number 93 of one of the greatest guitarists of all time. But he met Patti Smith in 1980, according to Wikipedia. He was married, but he had an affair with her, and they got together and married in 1980, and they raised two children until 14 years later he died of heart failure. So Patti Smith disappeared from the 80s and raised a family in Detroit with the guitarist of that song.
Wow. Well, that's what Led Zeppelin could
wow.
have been if they weren't such Aleister Crowley pussies. They could have made music like that, too.
Mr. Crowley. Wow. Did you coin that?
Would you say Aleister Crowley pussies? Is that what you said?
The Led Zeppelin guy,
Crowley.
Yeah.
Did you coin that, Michael?
What?
Arista Crowley?
I said Aleister.
Oh, okay.
And what's the sign going on? I can play this shit instantly, but we asked for a letters Lynn song. Loretta Lynn, when did you ask it, and how do you know I have it? The MC5 is here. If you ask for a song and I don't have it, I can't put it in till next week. Okay? And stop giving away our fucking secrets. Fucking idiot. I have to become Ion. And then he says, now he quotes Harold Channer. That's rich.
So I am saying that Vestal is wasted on me. Maybe.
Look, Ian's worse than Greg Duffel. He does all kinds of shit to get attention.
Look, Ian is really good at entertaining themselves. They are very good at entertaining themselves. That's why they reflect you, Bob. They are very good at it.
No, what'd you say, Michael? Yeah. They're very good at what?
Entertaining themselves.
Yeah.
Explaining themselves.
Entertaining
themselves.
Oh, yeah, but no discipline. Yeah. No discipline.
Okay, party on, Wayne.
Look at 49. What the fuck is 49? She's a nice lady. She's got a little kid who's into Zappa or something. She was on my birthday, and she's writing fa, and then fuck, and then fake. What do you think you're communicating? Have a little discipline there at 49. Remember she said she was listening? That didn't last long, did it? Yeah, you will be disappointed, Chad, with
yeah,
the cool here
eventually. Yeah, Minimac heard it the same way I did. Arista Crowley. Look at that. It wasn't just me.
Now I know why I said, burn, get burned in here. Get burned in here.
I've never seen such a bad considering what ion is and what we're doing, the response by humans has been rather miserable.
It really has.
Yeah, it really has. Some,
there's got to be some cloak of invisibility or something.
That doesn't matter.
Oh,
this
no.
is really sad. Now I am getting disappointed. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Yeah,
you bumped us all out, Chad.
Sadness is contagious.
Look at that, 49. You're dingling, quoting Chuck Berry.
You know what, though? Yep.
49. Yep. She was at a party in 1973. No, that's a, what is she? Yeah, about 1989. She had a party, 16 years old. Some guy felt her up while Chuck Berry was fucking singing Ding-a-Ling. So we know what that means when you did that. We know what your Tourette syndrome of your memory spouting out the high points.
Oh boy!
So look, Jesus Christ! It's almost 7:30. This concert's an hour and a half or something. You know, it's
no,
not short.
No concert, fix us.
Let's
what?
Do it.
What did Maddie say? Maddie wants us to keep talking about her problems.
Yeah, no. Maddie wants to talk about her issues.
We will finish this shit show with the terrible Zappa fed. Oh, complete. Look at 49. We got two maniacs. This is more rewarding than TikTok. XOXO. Yeah.
God,
she thinks I'm feeling her up. Now she thinks I'm feeling her up.
It's better than Deborah, though. I'm crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, poor Deborah. Jesus. We'll see about that. Look at Ion. He's waffling. It's quadrophenia. One minute he's threatening people's lives. The next minute he's begging for some song to be played. Then he's pissed off
Did
at the song.
Did she ever find the baby?
Yeah. That's very sad. I mean, she's slowly dying, I think, of cancer and everything and just being ridiculous. She's Shannon's old buddy.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I used to like talking to her back in Kenwood, 22 Kenwood Avenue.
I'm going to go, Bob. I think half of my work is dead. Look under the porch. Oh, God.
Deborah was listed there a couple hours ago. Let's see if she's still there. She hasn't been saying anything.
Not talking about murder. Usually it's murder.
But Bob.
No, she's not there.
I really wonder whether I'm actually, and I mean really, working with dead people.
Why? Because they are that dead?
Yeah. It took me months to start to think this. And now I really think that, like, I actually ran over a guy's foot the other day, and he didn't even flinch.
Okay, well, you know what you're doing. You know what you should do in the next 5 seconds.
What?
You know what to do in the next 5 seconds.
I said what?
Ask Ion.
Ion, did I run over a dead man's foot?
With legs.
Yeah. Right. It was the leg sticking out. I didn't see the leg. I saw him. I didn't realize that his foot was sticking out, and I ran over it. And that's the thing. These people, they're completely oblivious. They're attached to their phones. They're staring at their phones, and I expected a real reaction. I mean, I ran over him with a huge stack of glasses on a hand truck. And he just sort of glanced up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, that's cool. And he looked back at his phone.
Well, ask Ion, are you working with dead people?
Am I working with dead people? I know I am. Am I working with dead people, Ion? Well, he said with legs. Ion, am I working with dead people? You know you are.
You know you are.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Okay. Let's go have a Zappa chaser for that one.
A Zappa what?
Chaser. Chaser. A Zappa. Cleanse the palate of the dead people. Let's have some Zappa. Now I want some Zappa.
Okay. See how mad LeMay's go on and on and on. Fucking ridiculous.
Is it? I don't think it is. No, it's a different...
If you listen to the past hour, you'd see how much you've been talking.
A lot? Is it a lot?
Yep. Yep.
That's never good.
Yeah, but Bob, you always encourage Madeline to talk, so I'm on her side on this one. I mean, I think she should be talking, right? Because you always say you need to talk more, and she's doing a lot of talking.
No, she's not talking
Bob's
to Bob. She's just talking. You don't come on talk. You talk
I'm
to Bob.
I'm saying it wrong, though, Brent.
Bob has been encouraging Madeline to speak, but she's still talking.
Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. Yep. I'll get it.
Well, I think it's great that Chad caught up to Bob and said, what the fuck's going on here? All this amazing content.
I can't be bothered.
To talk about anything, nothing.
It only took a few weeks of you being back, Chad, and that's done, eh?
Yeah. It's the Kiki effect, Bob. It's like you're trying to keep a narrative, you're trying to keep the conversation on a topic, and he's talking about Pacific Northwest lesbian, vegan things.
You talking about Kiki?
Yeah. The way he would just bring up random topics out of the blue that weren't even related to Five Bodies.
Right. I wonder where he is today. Like, he has disappeared. He might be married. I don't know. He was, but he wasn't. But he tried to bug us many years ago, and he gave up.
Oh, yeah, he was bad for a minute. Hey, I'm going to be bad. Ion. Hard being a little man, getting then more words.
Yes,
Ion
said yes.
Okay, so when I humiliated myself by smearing another, maybe a human being, maybe an angel, maybe an alien, what was going on there? Oh, God, that's not a good question. It's too complicated. I beat myself up.
You smeared a human being on you?
I exposed myself. What did I expose? I can take it. Human pate. Oh, for fuck's sake. That's not... Okay. Okay. Was that me fighting me? Was that me fighting me? No. Was it Angel fighting me? Was it an alien fighting me? Something was fighting me.
There is no I in team.
I know. I see that. I just don't know what to... God fight. It was God fighting me? Little man. The little me. No. No. Damn it. Something happened there, and I want to know what it is. I want to. Ion, I want to. Fuck!
It's called being given enough rope to hang yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so just own what I did, and. Okay. Okay. God damn it.
Okay. Yes. You got Ion.
Ion's calling for
Zappa.
Oh, no. Zappa. Beg for Zappa.
The ultimate saying uncle.
Ha, 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 Bob, please come back.
Bob. Bob, come back, please, Bob. Please, Zappa.
Okay, this is 1982, June 5th, in Germany, a place called Schüttorf. June 5th, 1982. So I'll mute everybody.
All right.